Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, October the 17th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. CNN reveals an alleged Saudi connection to the killing of a Washington Post columnist. Also on the Wednesday rundown, early voting starts today in some states. Poverty rates remain steady, but many in New Jersey still are in need. And cautious praise for the Fed's proposal on drug ads. Topping our news, CNN reports a Saudi mission to interrogate and possibly abduct journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Istanbul was organized by a high-ranking officer with the General Intelligence Presidency, which is Saudi Arabia's main intelligence service. CNN attributes the story to three sources familiar with the case. One of those sources describes the officer involved as close to the inner circle of Crown Prince MBS. It's unclear whether the Crown Prince authorized an interrogation or abduction. CNN has previously reported that there were several U.S. officials that have said any such operation could not have happened without the prince's direct knowledge. Today, early voting precincts are open for people to cast their ballots in advance of the November election in North Carolina.
With constitutional amendments, U.S. House, state, and local seats all up for grabs, interest is high in North Carolina, and people are being urged to take advantage of the early voting opportunity. Tomas Lopez with Democracy NC says there's one more reason to consider voting early.
In case there's any kind of issue at all with your registration, it's a great idea to go during early voting, get it taken care of. You can also possibly help avoid some of the lines that we sometimes see on election day.
Unlike some neighboring states, early voting precincts in North Carolina offer one-stop voting, where people can register and vote at the same time. You are not required to present a photo ID when voting, but may need to show proof of address, such as a utility bill, if it's your first time voting in the precinct. Early voting runs until November 3rd. This is Stephanie Carson reporting.
North Carolina lawmakers passed a law this year mandating that all early voting sites in the state maintain the same hours, which is making early voting more expensive in some cases. The poverty rate didn't move much between 2016 and 2017, but Eric Tegenhoff tells us many folks in New Jersey are still struggling.
On this International Day for the Eradication of Poverty, the latest New Jersey poverty snapshot finds more than 880,000, or 10% of people in the state, lived in poverty in 2017. Renee Kubiatis, who heads the Anti-Poverty Network of New Jersey, says housing costs are a big burden. According to the report, the majority of people making less than $35,000 a year spend more than half of their wages on rent.
We are a high-cost state, so it makes it even harder for people who are living with incomes that are too low to get by and to meet just basic needs for themselves, for their families.
The report finds communities of color are hit hardest, with about 18% of African Americans and more than 17% of Latinos in New Jersey living in poverty, compared to only 6% of whites. And children are the age group most likely to be living in poverty, at a rate of 13%. Deborah Weinstein, executive director of the Coalition on Human Needs, says the data her coalition is collecting shows continued pockets of poverty and extreme poverty, despite national averages that say the nation's poverty level has improved.
We know that in a growing economy, we should expect a lot of progress. We're getting some progress, but the rate of progress is slowing, and that's leaving a lot of people still struggling to make ends meet.
The top three worries of Minnesota kids and their parents as they head to school each morning are bullying, a possible school shooting, and pressure to do things they don't want to.
The list of top concerns is part of a survey by YouGov and shows kids between ages 6 and 17 now have greater concerns about a school shooting than the classic anxiety of fitting in. Barty Wahi with Children's Defense Fund Minnesota says the findings suggest the recent wave of shootings has cemented mass violence as an everyday concern among families.
35% of children and 35% of parents in the 12 states that made up the Midwest worry about shootings happening in school, which was really consistent with the national trend and the data we got across the country.
The survey included 5,500 children and parents.
And finally, consumer groups are praising a proposal by the Trump administration to require drug companies to put prices in many of their TV ads. But Suzanne Potter reports some worry it's only a pre-election perk designed to attract voters, one that could be dropped after the midterms.
The rule announced by federal health regulators would apply to drugs offered through Medicare or Medicaid that cost more than $35 per month or for a course of treatment. Frederick Isasi with the nonprofit Families USA says if finalized, the rule could show people the real cost of some well-known prescription drugs.
This is an important step forward because it gives consumers a sense of the magnitude of the drug. Is this a drug that's going to cost them $30 a month, $300 a month, $3,000 a month, $30,000 or more? Helping the American public understand the exorbitant prices being charged by drug companies.
The plan is opposed by the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, a trade group that proposed instead to put up a website in the spring that lists drug prices and copayments. Isasi says he'd like to see the administration actually negotiate lower prices for consumers.
One health research group says the U.S. spent $450 billion on prescription drugs in 2016 before rebates. If the administration finalizes the rule, pharmaceutical trade groups say they won't rule out litigation. I'm Mike Clifford. You've been newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.